Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judges Report, brought to you by your local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite, and aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday. This report is also available for listening at your convenience through the Goldthwaite Eagles website. Commissioner's Court met Monday of this week. It was an interesting afternoon, although the agenda was primarily what I would call housekeeping. We had reports from most of the county's departments on activity in April, as well as reports from the county EMS service and the appraisal district. Several citizens spoke to the court on various issues, and county roads were discussed, including the newly constructed dead-end County Road 308. James Shunke thanked the court for the construction of County Road 308. A clearly disgruntled employee elaborated on his recent resignation notice from the part-time position of the Veterans Service Officer. Several members of the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Group presented a request to designate May as Motorcycle Awareness Month in Mills County and stressed the need for all motorists to be more aware of motorcycles. The Commissioner's Court approved the resolution, and a picture of the group and the resolution was printed in this last week's Eagle. Watch for motorcycles as you drive in Mills County. The life you save could be Jim Runyon's. Commissioner Wright explained that the time records, both of personnel and equipment, which he had turned into the county treasurer for the construction of County Road 308, were not based on actual times, but were in fact his best estimate. The discussion, however, focused on the propriety of fencing off or gating the newly constructed county road. The transportation code prohibits gates on Class 1 and 2 county roads and was noted by the Commissioner's Court. Class 3 county roads may have gates subject to certain specific requirements and the approval of the Commissioner's Court, which to date has not been obtained. The county attorney informed Commissioner Wright that the closures on 308 were not authorized and would need to be removed. In a more general discussion, the impact of the continuing wet weather on all county roads was discussed. Commissioners reported that their cones and barricades, which had been placed to mark closures and washouts, were being removed and in some cases actually taken. While traffic cones do make good T-ball posts, they cost the county money and leave the dangers and obstructions they were placed to designate unmarked, thus endangering motorists that use our roads. So, if you need a good T-ball post, please order yours online through Home Depot or other retailers and return the county's. All precincts are running low on road base due to recent road repairs. Although the Texas Department of Transportation has recently delivered road material to Mills County, Commissioner Williams pointed out that all precincts may soon be forced to begin purchasing road material at the current rate of repair of our water-damaged roads. If you have a source of caliche on your property and are willing to let the county dig it up for road repairs, now would be a great time to volunteer to your commissioner. The needs are especially pressing in the parts of the county south of Highway 183, primarily in Precincts 1 and 4. To end on a happy note, through the end of April, 97.2% of the county taxes for 2018 have been paid. There's still about $105,000 yet to collect, not counting late charges. If you have been procrastinating paying your taxes, this is an increasingly bad idea, as within the next few months, the appraisal district will be turning remaining unpaid taxes over to their collection attorney, and additional cost will be incurred by the involved taxpayers. That's it for this week. Tune in next Thursday for your County Judge's Report.